Mensch with Coach Otts. Are you cool with that? Can we go with Coach Otts moving forward?
Yeah, Coach Otts works for me. We can go with that.
All right. Well, let's talk, first of all, your love of football, if you like football. I would think for a lot of basketball coaches, being around football is cool just because of the mentality it takes to play football, the rough and tumble, the, you know, I guess it would move to 50-50 balls in basketball if you were trying to, tie it to hoops.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from football coaches. Some of my best friends and mentors have been guys that have been football coaches. Definitely appreciate the thing in football is you get the breaks between plays. So the preparation even that much more important, the film. And so I love watching it, love the competition. Obviously a great day out here today as well.
So what's it been like for you? You know, I was kind of racking my brain on, hey, what is this guy going to have to do coming out of the gates? Like the list that you have to accomplish quickly is just immense. What was that like, kind of, you know, staring down the pressure and then getting organized and, hey, this is what I got to get done?
Yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, look, it's an unbelievable program, the tradition, the history, everything that's going on here. It's super exciting. So there's a lot of things in front of us, but we're approaching that with such a great level of passion because we know what we can accomplish and what we can do. And so I think our guys are the number one thing, and people ask all the time, like, what about the recruits outside the program? And those guys are the most important recruits. So even today I've had a lot of meetings, spending time with them, getting to know them. It's important as we build the foundation or continue the foundation of the program that we put those guys at the top of the list. So trying to be with them, trying to get out in the community as much as we can, connect to some of the former coaches and players that have been here. And so it's an ongoing process, but we're excited and we're embracing it.
Let's cover a bunch of things you just mentioned. First of all, you're meeting with players all the time, and you got seven who are on the transfer portal. I guess from a timing standpoint, when do you think we'll find out on some decisions? Because, you know, time's moving along here, and some fans are starting to freak out a little bit.
Yeah, I think with everything, everybody handles transition differently. You know, you had almost a 10-day to 2-week period where there was, you know, from the coaching search position. So those guys have had to go through that. And now they're getting to know me, and we've had about 10 days in that process as well. So I feel confident in the direction of how things are moving forward. Yet at this point, it's not the time to say, well, this guy's in and this guy's out or this guy's staying, because we're still learning each other. And those workouts every day are going well. The relationships and relationship building are going well. I think in a short period of time, we'll have more clarity on who's all in and how are those things shaping up. But today, we're not at that point.
For you, how big are the facilities? Because I think we get spoiled in the market here in Vegas with Mendenhall, and especially with Thomas and Mack. This is one of the bigger buildings in the conference. It's a nice building. So for you, how big were the facilities in terms of coming here and then also using them to recruit?
Yeah, a big part of this opportunity. I mean, Thomas and Mack, I mean, the reputation, the atmosphere, the environment. I've been fortunate enough to coach in there. One of the best in all the country in college basketball. Super exciting opportunity. You look at Mendenhall, I mean, there's a reason USA Basketball and others want to be in that facility. And it's top of the line and top notch. We're fortunate to have it. And so it's something that in recruiting, guys have already talked about and asked about. We're going to continue to utilize. But our facilities don't take a backseat to anybody, and we're really proud of what we have.
How are you going to manage roster-wise with once you find out who's coming back and then trying to go out there and get some newcomers? You got to commit. I know you can't mention the name. It's just silly NCAA rules. But how do you kind of manage that whole mix?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, as you put a puzzle together, and again, we're dealing with young people and futures, and those guys want to have goals and dreams and aspirations. So we're trying to put that whole puzzle together, do the best we can for the guys that are here right now. It's important to know as we get through that, who's going to be part of that equation so you can put the right pieces around as we move forward. And so I think you know, we're going to definitely get out and build and add on to our roster. But right now, it's still the clarity of knowing who we have on our roster and building around those guys.
New UNLV coach, running Rebels, TJ Otzelberger. We talked a lot before you got hired about how not only do you have to have players to build a program, but you got to have fans. And the attendance went down a little bit. And I thought it was really important to get someone who is an ambassador of the program, who's going to get out around town and pitch the program. And the other thing, I loved this at the press conference, you mentioned also re-recruiting the students, getting out there, giving them pizza. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that Lon Kruger actually did. Lon Kruger, with all that experience, came here to UNLV and thought it was really important to go grassroots. And he didn't have to do that, but it's important.
Well, I've learned a lot from Coach Kruger, and I think to your point, we start on campus in our program. We're recruiting our guys. The other student-athletes wanted to be here today to make sure football knew they have our support and throughout the department and the community. So I think it starts internally. It goes across campus. We want to be on campus, building with the students, and then into the community. And I think that's – I've seen so much excitement and energy and enthusiasm. And so for me, it's the opportunity to get out and connect with everybody, to let them know how important they are. When I'm out in the community talking, even at this point, people say we and us and our team, everybody wants to get behind us. So it's my job to connect the dots, bring everybody together, and we're going to work really hard to do that.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind, if you win some games, you have some good non-con opponents in the building, then the attendance immediately goes back up for big games to 12,000, 13,000, and then the goal goes beyond that to 15,000. People will show up if they're enthusiastic and, you know, you're playing well against good opponents.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's our responsibility. We've got to play hard. We've got to have young men that have great character and love playing with passion for this university. And then it comes down to winning games. And all those things are in front of us, and we're going to get the job done.
All right, last one. Any misperceptions you had about Vegas that have already been kind of squashed? Because we hear all the time, I've been here 20-plus years, and you hear all the time, like, oh, everyone lives on the Strip. Like, no, this is a community, and you can live a normal life without, you know, all the stuff that goes on in the Strip. So any misperceptions that you've kind of discovered, hey, that's wrong?
Yeah, I think it's an unbelievable place to raise a family. And I think as we, my wife and I, Allison, did our research, we saw so many great communities and parks and places to, you know, to grow our family. And so I think, again, our perception on the front end is you think about Vegas, you think of the bright lights of the Strip, and you think of everything there. And what we've come to understand is how many young families are out there in a very similar spot to us. And we're excited to get to meet more people and build those relationships and friendships and but that was definitely the misconception, I'd say, on the front end.
One more. You know, I'm sure as you've you know that Vegas has pretty good high school basketball. It is a developing high school basketball market. How important is it? Because this most recent roster had a lot of Las Vegas and local flavor on it. How important is it to land some of the big players in town to kind of send a message and also build a strong team?
It's huge. I mean, our number one focus in recruiting beyond our current roster is to keep Las Vegas kids in Vegas. We're going to work hard to build those relationships. We're going to be at the key high school games. We're going to cultivate relationships with coaches, not only at the high school, but also at the travel programs. Kids are going to know that if the passion that they have for this program, if they want to stay home, the great players, this is going to be a great place for them, and they can achieve their dream from here, and we're going to work hard to prove that.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Enjoy the spring showcase here as the football team is on the field.
Thank you very much.
There you go. TJ Altzelberger will send it back upstairs. He's the newest coach of the Running Rebels, and Tyler and Caleb are waiting way far away from me.